Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going to go right to that dog's breakfast that Joe Manchin has created over the Build Back Better bill, the so-called $1.75 trillion soft infrastructure bill. As you know, talked about it before, on Sunday he went on Fox News, to stab Joe Biden and say, well, I'm not going to vote for it. He did not call President Biden in advance of doing that. Biden had word that he was going to appear on Fox, tried to call him. Joe Manchin blew off the call. Joe Manchin would not take a call from the President of the United States, not even do him that courtesy. Not only not call him directly, not even take the call. That night, Joe Biden called Joe Manchin after Joe Manchin had gone full frontal quizzling on Fox News. And here are the developments. I'm going to go over them, tell you my take on how likely it is that any of this is going to happen. Initially, after Sunday, Manchin said that, quote, the White House staff did inexcusable things, end quote. He was in a fit of pique. He was sulking. Somebody had heard that the White House staff was bad-mouthing him for continuing to resist Build Back Better. Hey, live with it, guy. This is politics. If that's the worst that happens, you're golden compared to most people. You're golden in other countries. Go to a communist or jihadist country, they'll put you to death. So he thought that somebody in the White House staff was dissing him. Big deal. Nevertheless, after he talked to Biden Sunday night, on Tuesday night, Manchin joined Democratic senators in a caucus to discuss the bill, what could be salvaged. It was virtual, it was Zoom, but he joined their caucus to talk about it. And you know something? They also talked about H.R. 1, SB 1, voting rights, and suspending the filibuster for the one time to pass voting rights. So you do not have to suspend the filibuster for Build Back Better because they're using budget reconciliation, which is a special Senate rule that lets them get out on just majority, 50 Democrats plus Kamala Harris. But 50 Democrats means Joe Manchin has to be part of it. He has to be part of it. What's going on is this. My initial reaction when I heard that he joined a Zoom virtual caucus meeting was as more of the same. Joe Manchin is going to string people along. He strung them along for 5 months. And not only that, back in the spring, he was calling for a $3 trillion investment in everything that was in this final bill and more. And it was slimmed down to $1.75 trillion. Simply because he kept complaining and drip, 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 complain. That's why it came down that far. It's over 10 years. It's $175 billion a year. And that money was going to go, among other things, to expanding Obamacare. 30 million people would be benefited from it. 3 million of them have no care at all right now. Reduce prescription drugs. Some people are paying up to $1,000 a month for insulin, many hundreds to 1,000. They'd end up paying about $35 a month after this. Universal pre-K, protecting union workers, enhanced extended black lung benefits for his own state. I mean, how many states are concerned about black lung benefits? I'm concerned about it, but here in Wisconsin, there aren't a lot of people that have it. But I'll tell you what, in West Virginia, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania, there are plenty of people that have it. And the coal miners got together and they blasted Manchin. They said what you did was What you did was attack us. You're going to cut off our black lung benefits. And not only that, there was incentives in there for companies to build factories that our people could go to once they lose their mining jobs because coal is on the decline. And you shut that down. And you shut down protections for union workers. And this is one of his big supporters in West Virginia. Well, apparently what's happening is Schumer has said he's going to run a vote on this thing in January. And they're make the point, I think it's a good point, that Manchin really hasn't been hit with much pressure so far. Manchin has had his chin tickled with a turkey feather. He's gone to the White House numerous times, and Biden has schmoozed him and tickled his chin with a turkey feather. And Biden took him up to Delaware, to Biden's home, to show him his home, his private residence, and some addition he had put on. And he was very nice to him. And Manchin stabbed him. Well, Schumer and the rest of them are going to start to take their gloves off, because everybody in the Democratic Party has constituencies that do not want to pay $1,000 a month for insulin. They want to pay $35 a month. And it's not just insulin. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's a lot of other drugs, a lot of very expensive drugs that keep people alive. They don't want to do that. They want universal pre-K. They want Obamacare extended. It's the Republicans who tried to kill it. It shouldn't be Manchin who tries to restrict it. They want protections for union workers. They want enhanced black lung benefits. They want a modern 21st century bill to pass. And a lot of the things the Democrats are pointing out is Manchin has a lot of people in his state. Every state has them. But they're not a wealthy state. Not their fault. They're very, very good people. I've said before, I want to say this. I salute West Virginia. Those people, West Virginia has the highest incidence of Medal of Honor winners in combat than any state in the country. That may surprise you. California and New York have a lot of people, and West Virginia does not. I'm talking per capita, of course, but per capita, West Virginia people, their soldiers, their Marines, their sailors, their Army people don't back down. None of our Marines, soldiers, and airmen back down. But these guys really go the extra mile. And it's a great state. It's not a wealthy state. It's not Park Avenue. It's not Fifth Avenue. There's a lot of people in that state and in every state who don't want to pay a grand a month for insulin. And they want universal pre-K. That's what they want. And they want better medical care. I mean, the point is, when you have 30 million people benefited from this, if it passed, and 3 million of them don't have health care, if you catch things like breast cancer early, the woman can be saved. If you catch it late, she may die, and her young kids won't have a mom. And she may be a single mom. I mean, you know, health care should be a no-brainer, especially for a Democrat, not for a Republican, for a Democrat. So anyway, Schumer and the gang are pointing this out to Manchin and saying that they will make it clear to his constituents in West Virginia, the ones who are not affluent, that this is what he's shafting them with. Manchin wants to be reelected. That's all he wants to be. And he thinks he can have it both ways. He thinks he can ride two horses at the same time. He thinks what he can do is keep getting contributions from the energy industry, from corporations, and they've gone up massively in the last month. He's gotten more corporate contributions in the last month than he had in a long time. And at the same time, he can get all the Democratic votes and then just enough Republican votes to sneak himself in for six more years to roam around the Senate. I mean, that's really all this guy cares about, is pandering to his own vanity. Well, what's going to happen now is there are a lot of people in that state, when they're fully informed of what he's doing to them, are going to get very, very disillusioned about voting for the guy, Democrats. And the coal miners, you know, if you have a coal miner and he has black lung and he can't work and he can't breathe, and his wife and his kids know that, and they know that Manchin stabbed them, they're not going to vote for Joe Manchin. They're not going to vote Republican. They're not going to vote at all. Sadly, what would happen would be that a Republican would get in. We don't need another Republican in that seat. So Schumer and the rest of them are leaning on him very hard. No more tickling him under the chin with a turkey feather. They are now going to lay the hammer down. And that's what they should have done a long time ago, is lay the hammer down. The fact that he went to this caucus, unless this guy is absolutely a stone-cold sociopath and is willing to lead them on for five more months, maybe it's starting to get the message. And they'll give him a face saver. They'll cut some little thing so he can go, oh, they cut that little thing. Okay, now I can do it. Now I can do it. The one thing we don't want is Manchin to go over to the Republican Party. If he does that, Moscow Mitch immediately becomes majority leader and everything is shut down. Every appointment, Supreme Court appointment, everything. There wouldn't be a Supreme Court appointment by Joe Biden if that happened. So Manchin can't do that. Moscow Mitch acknowledges it's very unlikely. If Manchin did that, he would get no Democratic votes in West Virginia. And the Republicans don't respect somebody like that. They don't respect a Quisling. Nobody does. Nobody respects a Quisling. So, a traitor. So there you have it. What's really helpful is if they are also talking about voting rights and suspending the filibuster, and that's for real, that would be the best piece of news in the upcoming new year. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.